Blog Talk Radio.
NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight.
Welcome to another edition of the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. I'm your show host, Bo Marchant. And tonight we're joined with one of the finest linebackers you're going to find in the nation. He's Darrell Washington of the TCU Horned Frogs, and he's joining us. Darrell, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing pretty good, sir. About yourself?
Oh, dude, I'm great. Draft times, that's my favorite time of year, and where I think we're like 39, 38 days away. So, as each day gets closer, I get more excited. How about you?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm just enjoying the process and, taking a day at a time, and, we just continue to train. So, I'm just enjoying the process right now.
And, you were invited to the Senior Bowl. You're also invited to the Scouting Combine. Between the both, did you enjoy one more than the other?
Well, I kind of enjoy both of them. Both of them are basically similar to one another. Obviously, the Combine is more of a great experience than the Senior Bowl. But a lot of NFL teams, and like I said, just taking the process in and taking one day at a time.
Excellent. And, your time at the Scouting Combine, how many teams did you talk with? I'm sure you probably had so many different people from so many different organizations, you probably lost count.
I met with almost all 32 teams, and going over basic defenses and where I can fit at in that defense, and just enjoying the process, and wherever I go, I'll be happy.
Excellent. And you were part of one of the top ranked defenses in college the last two seasons. You took over this year as a full time starter. 12-1. You lost to Boise State at the end of the season, but a fantastic season at TCU nonetheless. Can you believe your time's come and gone, and this chance to take it to the next level is so close at hand?
Well, I still talk about that with my guys. We kind of talk about that. My four seasons at TCU has gone by so quickly, and I can still remember my freshman year. But like I said, I enjoyed my time at TCU and being with those guys and those coaches and. Just being around that organization, TCU has really, helped me and has really did a lot of things for me. So, and just taking it to the next level, I have prepared myself real well and just looking forward towards that next level of my life.
Oh, definitely. You had some great teammates. Jerry Hughes, Marshall Newhouse, just to name a few. When you guys are together and you guys are just hanging out, who's the biggest jokester of you guys? Who's the guy, the life of the party?
We all kind of have our different personalities. We all have a sense of humor. We all love to joke around. So I wouldn't necessarily just point one person out. We all kind of have our times where we can just joke and laugh around. So, it's been fun just being around those guys and, going to school with those guys and just talking football all the time. So, I enjoy those guys.
Excellent. And how about any teammates or even former coaches that kind of help you get to where you're at today, somebody that you could kind of lean on a lot?
My position coach, Coach Patterny, has been a motivator in my life, just really teaching me about life and, a lot of things about, football, but mostly life. And also Dan Sharp, who was my recruiting coach coming into TCU. So, has definitely, brought me in and had faith and believed in me and, really stood by my side through ups and downs. So, I really appreciate both of those. People for that.
Excellent. Darrell Washington here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show, one of the finest guys in the Mountain West and, one of the top-ranked linebackers in the country joining us tonight. In terms of your pro day, you're about 6'2", 230 for your scouting combine weigh-in. When you get to your pro day, where do you, look to weigh in for that?
I'm looking around mid 230, maybe 233, put on a couple more pounds and just trying to maintain that and make sure that, I look good, at 233. I don't want to be too heavy, but, just a little bulked up a little bit. So around mid-230s.
Excellent. And will you be performing all the workouts during your pro day?
I'll be running my 40 again, and I'll be doing all the drills and, agility work. So I'm looking forward to it.
Excellent.
So Friday.
Yeah, a big day. Have you had any talks with any NFL teams? You have any visits or anything like that scheduled?
I haven't had any visits yet. My agent kind of talked about that. He kind of deals with that and
okay.
Keeps me informed. So,
Excellent. And what's that like? I mean, when your agent calls and said such and such team is interested in you, I mean, do you hang up the phone with a big smile on your face?
Well, I don't hang up the phone with a big smile. You know, you kind of prepare yourself for, you know, for those times and, you know, throughout your 4 years of, you know, playing football in college. So it's not overwhelming at all. It's more just, you know, I'm ready to get to the next level. I'm ready to, you know, show them what I can do and, you know, play with the greatest guys in the, you know, in the world. So I'm just looking forward to it.
Yep, and you know, Darryl, I mean, 109 tackles, 11 tackles for a loss, 2 sacks, 3 interceptions. You know, in some of the naysayers about your game, you know, some of the things that I read might say along the lines, doesn't seem instinctive or, you know, and things like that. I mean, what's your reaction when you, you know, you hear those type of quotes? You might read, you know, something where, you know, they say you're not instinctive, you know, you don't react well to getting in the ball after 109 tackles.
Well, I just tell them, I wouldn't say anything about that. You know, we all have, you know, I think we can say about a player, but, you know, I would just say just watch film, you know, read about his film and, you know, see the way I play and, you know, the way I play, I love the game of football. So, you know, I would just say watch film.
Excellent. And how about your teammates? I mean, if I had some guys from TCU on the show, what do you think they're going to say about, you know, you on the field as a teammate? What do you think you brought, you know, what was their favorite thing about Darryl Washington as a teammate on the field?
Well, I would just say that team leadership role. I think that's one of the biggest things, but, you know, just put my guys in position to make plays even when I can't, you know, I can't make plays. And, you know, just being very passionate about football and, you know, very competitive about what we do and, you know, how we play defense. And I really just try to, you know, get them guys going and make sure they understand that, you know, I want to be that leader and, you know, I'm the person to look up to.
Excellent. And, I mean, I asked all the guys this question. I mean, is there anything that at TCU, I mean, the defensive scheme, as great as it was, were there anything that kind of overshadowed something that you could do, maybe something that you couldn't, you know, perform or, you know, you weren't allowed to do just because of the set you were in that, you know, we might not see on game film?
Well, you know, my coach just tried to put me in, you know, put me on the field, you know, just to make plays and
okay.
to be on the best players on the football field. And, you know, one position I wish I could have played in our defense was safety. You know, I really like, you know, playing safety, and I really like, you know, being back there covering with those guys at safety and corner. So, I wish if he could have put me more back there on safety, I think we would have, you know, maybe it would have been even better defense. But, I mean, 12-1 record, number one defense, you can't beat it.
No, you cannot beat that. Darryl, I mean, have you any talks during the combine or mobile of you playing safety? I mean, you know, 6'1", 6'2", 230 pounds. I mean, it's something that could be done.
Well, it could be done. I could definitely, you know, get my footwork, you know, real, real good. And obviously some other techniques they may teach. But, I mean, I'm just looking forward to just playing anywhere on the field. But safety would be a secondary position I want to play.
Excellent. That's terrific stuff. Darryl Washington here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show, powered by All Access Football here on the Fantasy Sports Channel. I'm Darryl. Everyone who comes on, I always say, you know, if we put Darryl Washington in an NFL uniform on a field right now, who are you going to remind us of the most that plays on Sunday?
Well, that's a tough question. You know, I don't know about Darryl. I don't know. You know, hopefully it'll be Darryl Washington.
Very nice.
It is.
Well, why don't we term it this way? Is there anyone that you really enjoy watching?
Rest in peace to Sean Taylor. That was one of my favorite athletes to watch, and, you know, him being about 6'3", 235, you know, really playing in a safety position like he should be played. You know, I kind of watch him a lot. His passion for the game, his aggressiveness, and also another player, Ray Lewis, is one of my all-time favorites. And, you know, I love watching Ray Lewis play.
Next. He's an animal. Yeah, you know, I love both guys you brought up. You know, I grew up watching, you know, a Redskin fan, so, you know, when Sean Taylor was one of my true favorites. I mean, he was the only guy that it didn't matter if you were on offense or defense. I mean, when the play, where the play was, he was killing everybody involved. It was just a big, yeah, I mean, there was nothing like watching Sean Taylor play. And like I said, if you bring that passion to the next level, I'm going to be telling somebody next year that I love the way Darryl Washington plays. So.
Oh, well, thank you for that, sir.
I'm telling you, man. So, Darryl Washington, TCU, one of the finest linebackers. He was part of the top-ranked defense in the nation the past two seasons, 12-1. I mean, TCU, you guys are really turning it around. I mean, it's just great. I mean, what's Gary Patterson doing to get you guys to where you're at right now?
Well, I mean, he's just taking young guys and putting them in, you know, putting them all over the field in position to make plays, you know, in a position where they can shine on the field. So Gary Patterson has done a tremendous job, you know, just building defenses up. And like I said, just making us number one, number two ranked defense in the nation. We take pride in what we do on defense.
Oh, yeah.
So, Gary Patterson is just, you know, he's an amazing guy. He's passionate about what he does, and that's another thing you have to respect about a guy like that.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, he's done a terrific job. You know, and for any kids out there, I mean, why would you say, hey, come to TCU?
Well, TCU, I mean, if you love to play the game of football, you know, first of all, you get a good education. You know, TCU is a great prestige school, and you get a great education as well as being with around a great group of people that's going to help you, that's willing to, you know, be there for you. And then, like I said, on top of that, football is a alternative. So you can play football and you can be a part of something special.
Oh, definitely, definitely. Like I said, I love what you guys are doing down there in Texas. Daryl, no, it's terrific. Before I let you go, we always like to have some fun with you guys. We call it three downs and out. There are questions just on the lighter side of things. You ready to go with that?
Oh, yes, sir.
All right. The first down is, if Daryl Washington could take any female celebrity out to dinner, who would you like to take?
Female celebrity? I would say, Beyonce.
Oh, Beyonce, really?
Beyonce.
All right. Man, she's...
Beyonce or Gabrielle Union.
Okay.
Either one.
Okay, that's fine. Beyonce is three votes ahead of Halle Berry right now, and they're the two front runners. So Rennie Kern was on earlier, and he voted for Halle Berry. He brought her, but your vote for Beyonce puts her two ahead of a Halle. So it's a close race,
okay.
And we're going to have the winner by the time the NFL draft comes by. You know, it's basically it's between Halle and Beyonce. Everyone's a distant third. Second down, Daryl, is if you were on America's Got Talent and you couldn't show grace, you know, your great defensive skills on the football field, what other talent could you showcase to America?
I think I sang a little bit, so I'd probably get on there and sing something for America and for all the people. So
very nice.
That's one of my special speaking talents.
Oh, very nice. You ever serenade a girl or anything like that on a date?
I do from time to time, you know, not necessarily to serenade, but just more just, you know, just because I love to sing and I love to, you know, kind of experiment. So, you know, I used to be into that, but, I mean, I just love to sing.
Excellent. You want to sing now? I'm just joking, man. And the final question, Daryl, before we let you go today, you know, if you could endorse any product, if you could be the, you know, the spokesperson, what product would you like to endorse?
Any product. That's a good question. Oh, hopefully I have my own pair of shoes one day and I can endorse mine. You know, the Daryl Washington.
Very nice. Well, hey, Daryl, we want to wish you best of luck on your pro day. We know you're a very busy young man, and we appreciate you coming on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show.
All right, thank you, sir.
Yep, thanks. That's Daryl Washington,
right.
Again, one of the finest linebackers in the nation. He's making his way towards the NFL, and he joined us here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. I'm your show host, Bomar Shaunt. Once again, I thank you for taking some time out of that busy day listening to the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Shows.